Welcome to Embrace It All with Certified Life Coach, Angela Adams. Although living with anxiety can be a challenge, did you know that you can really enjoy your life and thrive despite dealing with anxiety? Come with me and let me show you how you can love and embrace all of it. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey everybody, welcome back. So summer is almost here. School will be out soon enough. And as I've been looking over my calendar for the rest of the year, my husband and I have a lot going on. We are spending a lot of time with our kids and our extended family members this summer and really throughout the rest of the year. Now, we all know that as exciting and fun as these times can be, they can also be a little challenging if we don't do the thought work ahead of time. Right? So I wanted to talk to you today about a very simple concept, or rather a question that has made such a profound impact in my life since I've started this work. Now, it's a question that makes you really stop. And when you answer it, it puts you in control of whatever situation you might find yourself in. How do I want to show up? Meaning, how do I want to show up? What is it that I want to think? How do I want to feel? How do I want to be, behave, respond in relation to whatever is going on around me in the circumstances that I'm in or I will be in? For so long, I believed that the way I felt on any given day really depended on what was happening around me. I thought that the circumstances, the different situations that were in my life at the time really determined how I felt or how I responded. And I think this is really common for most of us, right? I think many of us don't really consciously realize that we think it's our circumstances that make us feel or act the way we do. We forget that the circumstances, those things that happen outside of our control, are always neutral. We can't control them, right? And we only feel something when we make that circumstance mean something, when we have a thought about it, or the way we interpret that circumstance is going to affect the way we feel about it. Now, when I discovered that my feelings had nothing to do with the circumstances in my life, and everything to do with the way I thought about these circumstances, it really did change everything for me. The only thing we can control is the way we show up, what meaning we give to that circumstance, and how we respond. And the way we respond to these circumstances will create the experiences that we will have. In other words, we don't have control. We do not have control over our circumstances, but we do have control over how we respond. We can intentionally decide ahead of time what kind of experience we want and create that experience no matter what the circumstance is, no matter what's happening around us, just by answering the question, how do I want to show up? And you can do this even on a daily basis, right? It doesn't have to be before a big family vacation or a big event. You can actually do this on a daily basis. How do I want to show up today? Now, understanding this concept is so important because it takes you away from feeling that you are at the mercy of whatever is happening in your life, whatever circumstance you're in, and it puts you in the driver's seat, so to speak, over your own thoughts, your own emotions, and your behavior. You know, I always read that we had to watch our thoughts. In the scriptures, it tells us, watch your thoughts. Watch what you say. And I didn't really quite understand it because I always made my circumstances in control of how I thought or how I felt. I didn't really stop to think just how much control I do have over my thoughts and feelings. And just by asking myself, how do I want to show up, really helps me put that in perspective. Now, as summer approaches, you are probably going to find yourself like me, spending a lot of time with family and friends, whether it's family vacations or get-togethers, because who doesn't love a great get-together in the summertime? And for me, being intentional and asking myself, how do I want to show up before each of these events really makes a huge difference in the experience that I have with my family and with my friends. And let's face it, we all usually come to these type of situations with our own personalities, our own opinions, and even some expectations. But when we can take a step back and realize that if we want to have a great experience, we can just intentionally decide how we want to show up. Our experience is up to us, no one else. No matter what happens or how someone else decides to show up, we get to decide the experience that we want to have. Now, I used to worry about everything being perfect and everyone else having a good time, putting myself at the mercy of the circumstances. I would worry about all the unknowns and I would try to solve for everything ahead of time. And I never even knew if these were going to be problems or not, but I just tried to solve for every possible problem. And I would spend so much mental energy trying to solve for every little thing that may or may not possibly go wrong. And the way I showed up was constantly anxious. I wasn't looking forward to the vacations. And when I got on vacation, I was always searching for, you know, what kind of problem I had to solve. I could not have the experience that I really wanted. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't prepare, because of course we're going to prepare for things. We're going to prepare for things that we know, right? What we're going to eat, where we're going to eat, what kind of clothes we're going to pack. But you won't know how everyone else will decide to show up, and you can't control that, so you can't solve for that. The only thing we can control is how we show up, and we can prepare ourselves ahead of time to do that. So, for instance, years ago, I had one son who I just called him the Band-Aid Warrior, because he went through this phase where he just thought Band-Aids fixed everything, right? And if I put a Band-Aid on it, even if it wasn't bleeding, even if it didn't really merit a Band-Aid, he felt much better. Well, I knew this, and I knew this about him, and we were planning a vacation. So I took my three oldest kids on a vacation with my family, and we went to the beach, knowing that this son would need a lot of Band-Aids, that the Band-Aids would make his experience so much better. I decided that I would buy this big box of Band-Aids. I bought a huge box of Band-Aids. And I decided ahead of time that the way I wanted to show up was not in judgment. I just wanted to show up as a caring mom who didn't care about how many Band-Aids this child went through. I decided ahead of time that I didn't want to try and convince him that Band-Aids weren't necessary. I decided that the comfort and peace that he felt with having a Band-Aid was well worth investing in that big box and not worrying about how many Band-Aids we went through. And this worked fabulously, because I decided ahead of time how I wanted to show up. I had a great experience, and my son felt so comfortable. Now, the other night, as I was thinking about our upcoming beach trip, I thought about some of the circumstances that we have faced in the past when we have gone to the same beach. We go every year to the same beach, and we go every year at the beginning of June. So some of the circumstances that we've faced in the past is what they call June gloom, where it's overcast and cold almost the entire weeks. We've also encountered really rocky beaches. Sometimes the beaches are so rocky. And stingrays. Some years, the stingrays are just out in force. And if you've ever been stung by a stingray, I haven't, but my son has. And believe me, it is so painful. So I cannot control any of these things, right? But I can control the way I respond to them. I can decide how I want to show up in these circumstances. If we get to the beach and the weather is cold all week long, I can, if I want to, show up upset and I can complain and create that experience if I want. Or I can decide that, you know what, we are at the beach. This is going to be fun. And just throw on a sweatshirt and be grateful that I'm not going to get extremely sunburned, right? I get to choose what I want to think and how I want to feel to create the vacation experience that I want. And as I was thinking, these are some of the thoughts that I came up with that are going to help me have the experience that I want. I am going to have a great time. And if it's cold and cloudy all week, I can feel disappointed if I want to, but I won't let that disappointment consume me. I will focus on the good stuff. I am with my entire family. We are at the beach, and there is so much that we can do together. And everything is figure outable. If the beach is rocky or the stingrays are in force, I can move the rocks. I can wear water shoes. I cannot go in the water if I don't want to. We can always find a different beach, right? Asking yourself the question, how do I want to show up, really creates the intentional thoughts, emotions, and behaviors to create the experience that you want. Now, even though I have done this work for several years, I wish I could tell you that I ask myself this question every single day and I show up as my best self every single day in every situation. But that would be a lie. I can't tell you that because I'm human. I have a human brain and sometimes I let it get away from me. The other night, for example, my husband and I were playing a card game, and it's a game that requires more luck really than skill. And yet 9 times out of 10, my husband beats me at this game. Well, on this particular night, I chose to play this game. And after the first round, I was hundreds of points in the negative. The second round came and it wasn't much better. And by the third round, I was losing miserably, probably the worst I have ever lost. And unfortunately, I didn't show up very well. I started getting agitated. I started getting angry. I started getting really snippy with my husband. I was forgetting that this was just a game, right? And after it was done, it hit me. I became so aware that I was not showing up in the way that I really wanted to. I wanted to play this game. I wanted to have fun. And yet, I didn't intentionally show up the way I wanted. So we talked about this a little bit. And the next night, I asked him if he'd be willing to play this game again. And he reluctantly agreed, but he agreed. And this time, I decided to be intentional with the way I showed up. And just for the record, I lost again. It's just my fate, I guess. But the way I showed up was completely different. I created a much better experience for myself. Now, asking yourself this question can be extremely useful too when you're facing a new or a challenging experience. And as I work with clients many times during our coaching sessions, I will ask them this very question: how do you want to show up? And I do this for a few reasons. One, to help them understand that they have a choice in how they respond to their circumstances. Two, to help them understand that they don't have to be a victim of those circumstances, that they can be in the driver's seat. Three, to help them understand that they can create the experience that they want to have, regardless of what the circumstance is. And four, just to help them understand how to be intentional. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to show up feeling positive all the time. There will be times when you will want to show up with disappointment or sadness, right? There will definitely be circumstances you experience, like illness, the loss of a job, death, divorce, that you will choose to feel some sadness and disappointment. And giving yourself permission to feel these emotions can be so healing. But how do you want to show up in these emotions? Do you want them to consume me? What thoughts do you want to choose that will help you move through these feelings? Now, when your circumstances have changed, intentionally finding the thoughts that will help you create that peace and comfort that you want will be extremely helpful. For example, some of the thoughts that I have used with my clients, or my clients have actually come up with, are these. This is change. Change is not necessarily good or bad. It's just change. And nothing has gone wrong. We're just experiencing a change. I can figure this out. I can figure this out as I go. I will give myself permission to grieve what I've lost. There is so much good in my life, and I will focus on that. This experience is for me, and I'm going to learn something from this, and I'm going to grow from this. And one of my favorite thoughts to just bring everything back into focus and to really help focus on, what would the Savior do in these circumstances? This thought is, love is always an option. I can intentionally show up with love, with compassion for myself and for those that are also involved in this circumstance. Now, for the next week, I want you to try this out for yourself. Ask yourself, how do I want to show up today? And take a moment and intentionally decide what you want to think, how you want to feel, and how you want to respond in the different situations that you face during the day. And I want you to pay attention to the way you feel while you do this. How is your experience different than before? And I would love to hear what you discover. You can shoot me an email or schedule a call. Either way works. And those links are in the show notes. I have no doubt that just by asking yourself this one question, you are going to notice change. You are going to notice some real change in the experience that you create for yourself. The way you choose to show up not only creates the experience you want, but it can also have such an impact on the people around you. And that, my friend, is a beautiful thing. All right, that's what I have for you today. Have a great week, and I will talk to you soon.
Have you ever wondered what life coaching can do for you? Sign up now for a free coaching consultation at angelaadamscoaching.com. I would love to be your coach.